Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 11 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. And this show is for you if you're questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business. Now, the guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents, screenwriters, script supervisors, stunt people, entertainment attorneys, and the list just goes on and on and on forever and ever. If they're in entertainment, I will try to snag them to be on this show to give you advice. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are the three ways that you can listen to past shows. Number one, you can go to our archive page, which is on the latalkradio.com website, latalkradio.com, and you just search for the title of our show, Question Reality. Number two, you can go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com under the podcast section, and you can listen to our shows there. And number three, you can download our free mobile app on the App Store or the Google Play Store. And you can listen to me all day, 24 hours a day, every day of your life. Oh, my God, wouldn't that be something? Oh, that would be terrible. So now when you download the free LA Talk Radio mobile app, please explore our other shows that are on LA Talk Radio. There are so many shows. I mean, it's incredible. We cover everything. We have a bunch of super fun hosts, which is always important to have fun hosts, and they're discussing really exciting and informative topics. So there is just something for everyone on LA Talk Radio. So make sure that you get the app. And finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on my show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with Sage Career Advice, we are currently booking for 2019, but you have to go to our official website. Our official website is different from latalkradio.com. A lot of people get confused and I get emails, and just go to the official website. It is questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. Now, latalkradio.com is the website where we air the show, just to clarify that. And Question Reality Radio, radio show is where we have the 2019 guest schedule. So that's where you also go to submit for guest consideration. So just click the contact link and there we are waiting and ready for you to come on the show. All right. So very excited today. As you know, every week we have fantastic guests on this show for your entertainment. And today is no exception. I was very, very excited that Michael Stover from MTS Management contacted me to ask me to book his client because he's so talented. His name is Brady Novotny. Now, let's just stop. I want you to go to his website, Brady Novotny. Let me spell it. B-R-A-D-Y-N-O-V-O-T-N-Y. Again, B-R-A-D-Y-N-O-V-O-T-N-Y.com. Let me just throw his other websites out there while I'm on this. On Facebook, also Brady Novotny Music. On Twitter, Brady Novotny. Instagram, Brady Novotny Official, and then YouTube, I would imagine, just type his name in. And I want to point out, as I do, whenever an opportunity arises, such as Brady has given us today, I always speak to you about branding and how important it is, and not to be cute and silly when it comes to starting your career. At the inception of your career, I would imagine all throughout, the best thing for you to do is to keep it consistent. And as you see here, Brady has done that with his website being his name, BradyNovotny.com, Facebook, Brady Novotny Music. So, you know, when you're branding yourself, it is important to make sure that you have a name that people will be able to identify you with by going to Google. Say you're at a party, you're at a networking function. Say you don't have any cards, you don't have a DVD, you don't have anything. You just showed up, you slap walked your way right to the party. So people are like, oh, so what's your name? You tell them your name. They don't remember anything else, but they say, let me go to Google. They type in Brady Novotny. Ah, there he is. I can find them all over the place. Some of you make the mistake of having these website addresses like too cute for my shoes, oh, too sexy for my shirt.com. How are people supposed to find you? Ask yourself that. So let's not be cute. Let's be serious, people. Branding, branding, branding. Okay. So enough about that. So I'm assuming everybody's at the BradyNovotny.com website. Well, check that out on your own time, because we got too much excitement going on with Brady being here and everything. Also, very exciting today, we are going to try to play three songs today. You know, usually I only play one song. If I'm lucky, once in a rare while, I'll do two. But I, listening to his album, which, by the way, is called Passions Collide. Now, you know, with me being a sex fiend, you know, that just really spoke to me. That was just a title. I'm like, yes, I hear it. I hear it. I'm listening to every song. So I love the song. So I couldn't decide on just one. So I said, let me try to squeeze three in there. So hopefully, if all goes well, around 5:15, we're going to play the first song, which is called Redemption's Cry. Around 5:30, we're going to try to play Carabella. And around 4:45 to close out the show, we're going to try to do Classical Prelude. So I am going to try to stay on schedule, but we are going to have to cut down on the questions. But hopefully, Brady will give us answers to help you if you're pursuing a career in the music industry. Real quick, I want to talk about his bio. He started, he is a guitarist, a musician, as we figured that out. But he started playing the guitar at 10 years old, and he was determined to be a world-class guitarist. And he left his first guitar lesson with his instructor, who basically told him to give it up now. And unfortunately, that introduced a 10-year-old child to criticism and disappointment just very early on. And it was just horrible. I can't even imagine how you would tell a child that, but we're going to bash the instructor in a couple minutes, so hold on. However, Brady heard a guitar player, luckily, that ended up motivating him and re-energizing his passion to continue. And this guitar player was named Randy Rhodes. So he just got a surge, and he just went, oh, I'm going to keep at it. He ended up attending Berklee College of Music. He practiced relentlessly, learned everything from the classical pieces, melodic and virtual solos, maybe they're virtual. I'm not sure what that term. Virtual, we'll say virtual solos from 80s guitar heroes. Now, everybody knows I'm still stuck in the 80s. I am loving a guitar solo from the 80s now. And he knows jazz fusion. And that led him all the way to till today, because he has gained a wide range of experience in the music business. And Brady's 2019 release with Michael Stover of MTS Management Group, MTS Records, as I said, is called Passions Collide. And it features the lead single, which is Redemption's Cry. And when you hear this song, get the Kleenex because it is haunting. It is so, in my opinion, I'm sure you'll agree too, but very haunting and it's very hypnotizing. And I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful. But, you know, that's just me. I love a good cry. Now, this song is, this hauntingly beautiful song is from Brady's wife, Jennifer, and it's currently charting on the Airplay Today national radio chart. So I am so excited to get in there and talk to Brady. So without further ado, welcome Brady Novotny.
Wow, that was some introduction. Thank you very much.
They always say that. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's great.
Everybody deserves a great introduction.
They do. Well, I just call you every morning, I guess.
I know. This is what you need to do. I am the call of the day. Now, first of all, Brady, I just want to say a really big boo to your first guitar lesson instructor. I mean, as I said, what type or kind of person tells a child to give up his passion? You must have been so crushed at 10. So tell us, how did you at 10 years old handle that?
Well, his name was Gary. And,
Gary, we hate you, Gary. I can't imagine he's still teaching. Somebody must have killed his ass by now. I hit him over the head with a damn guitar, of all things.
Right.
What did you do?
I don't know how you determine that right off of like 30 minutes of a lesson. But, you know, for some reason he did. I was 10. So, I didn't really care what he had to say. I just knew I wanted to do this. And I just put my head down and just kept going and found a new teacher. But later on, I probably would have thought, you know, if I was older and somebody told me that, I probably would have gave it up. But I think at 10, I just didn't care.
That's great. That's a great way to handle it. Some kids would be crying and in the corner at 10 years old hearing that. So very strong resilience. Well, thank goodness that you ended up hearing the guitar player Randy Rhodes, because I understand that motivated you to push all of that aside and re-energize your passion to continue. So tell us about that experience. I personally am not I'm not a musician or to music. However, my husband, he's a software developer by day and he's a jazz guitar player at night.
On the weekends, it's
his little hobby. So he would probably know who Randy Rhodes is. I do not. So tell us who he is and how he motivated you.
Sure. He was the guitar player for Ozzy Osbourne. So he was like a hard rock guitar player. And it was at the time when Eddie Van Halen was big on the scene. But Randy Rhodes had a different vibe to him, and he had a more classical training, and since I was taking classical guitar lessons, I kind of, you know, heard the sounds and I kind of identified with him. And plus, you know, reading in magazines and everything, he was a big Train buff, and I grew up liking Lionel Trains, so I was like drawn to that. And then I heard the song Crazy Train, so I was like, he's rock guitar, he loves trains. I was like, I'm sold. So that's how I fell in love with the guy.
The Crazy Train. Oh yeah, I love that song. That's a great reminder. I actually think I'm gonna buy that when we get off the phone because I haven't heard that song. That's about the only song I know by Ozzy Osbourne, but it's a great song.
Yeah, sure.
So you fell in love with classical and melodic guitar playing. You practice relentlessly, learning everything, classical, you know, 80s guitar hero stuff, jazz fusion. And now we are here today promoting your latest album, again, entitled Passions Collide. Now, I've listened, as I said, to all the songs from the album. I totally hear all of those influences. And I wanted to promote all of the songs. We only got to pick one. So let's start with the first one. Let's talk about Redemption's Cry. What I understand your wife Jennifer is singing, so briefly tell us a little bit about the backstory on the song, who wrote it, and how Jennifer ended up singing it.
Well, sure. I actually, I guess to make a long story short, I went down into my studio and just was kind of wanting to practice a little bit. And this melody line kind of came out fairly quickly. And so I grabbed my iPhone and I just recorded it. And the next day I had this song. I had somebody help me with the lyrics and everything. But for the most part, the song was written within like 24 hours.
Wow.
So it was, it was one of those, cool experiences. You don't get all the time. Sometimes songs take a couple of days or weeks or years. But this one kind of happened really quick. And I thought it came at a time, too, when a lot of things were happening in the world. And actually out in California, there was a lot of fires. There was a lot of school shootings around here. There was all kinds of stuff happening that week when it was written. So it has sort of a spiritual component to it. But for the most part, when I've been done interviews and people have commented on it, they kind of say, oh, it sounds to them like a medieval sonnet or something like that. So it's mm-hmm. it kind of transports them back to a different place. And with Game of Thrones now kind of, big, so it's kind of a cool medieval type sound.
Oh, I know. I totally hear that. I hadn't thought of that term before, but now that you say it, it just attaches immediately. So your wife, Jennifer, is a singer. Is she singing on more of this? And I didn't hear her voice on any of the other songs on the album, but has she been singing for you for a while when you come up with your songs, or is she a professional singer?
Yeah, she is. So we've been doing music together, our whole relationship. So it's kind of a different thing. I kind of wanted to always do this type of record. So she was in support of it. And so, I had this one song. I know it needs a female voice, and I knew she could handle it. And I didn't have to pay her.
You're gonna pay, or you're paying one way or another. Let me tell you, she'll be at the mall pretty soon if she hasn't gone already. I don't know Jennifer, but Jennifer's a woman, so you'll be paying. Oh my God, but she is a fantastic singer. I love her voice. Now, does she have a website? Is she out, doing gigs and have her own album and her own music out there?
No, she's actually kind of just been doing, nothing like this. She's been doing a lot of projects with other people and stuff like that. But for the most part,
Now, Brady, you should be taking full advantage of her voice. You two should be teamed up like Sonny and Cher.
Right.
Gosh, are you kidding? She has such a gorgeous voice. You two would be like unstoppable. Think about that.
Yeah, it's great. Definitely some things in the next album that she'll be singing more on. So we are definitely looking forward to that. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's hear Jennifer now. I can't stand it. I want to hear her voice right now. Okay, so let's listen to Brady's song on his album, Passions Collide. It is called Redemption's Cry. And so who wrote it? We want to give credit to the lyricist, too.
I wrote the music, and the lyricist, his name was Larry Lefevre.
Larry Lefevre! Oh my God, I love that! It's like he's a DJ, like Wolfman Jack.
Yes.
Larry Lefevre. Oh, I gotta take that. I gotta do something with that. And then we have the beautiful voice of Jennifer. Is it Novotny as well? Last name?
That is.
All right. So without further ado, let's listen to Redemption's Cry from Passions Collide.
You're back on that road again. Seems like the only way. Sending flares from this broken hell you're in. Reaching, can't see the thing you need. Seems like you're on your own. All alone, and the world won't set you free.
Incredible. I'm telling you, you almost have to grab a napkin, Brady. Her voice is beautiful. And combined with your beautiful, beautiful guitar playing, I mean, you really execute the sound of the 80s. I mean, I told you earlier that, I mean, I'm still stuck in the 80s with music. I'm really, I haven't liked anything really past 1989, but, you know, once in a while, songs come in. But, wow, just the two of you compliment each other so beautifully. I love both of you independently as well as together. So, think about teaming up with her. Wow, she's got a great voice. Oh, I love it. Is she on iTunes or have any songs that she's selling on iTunes as well?
No, she does not. So this is kind of like her first sort of out of the nest, so to speak, putting herself out there.
You gotta hook her up with Michael, so he's promoting her too. If you're not gonna take her on as your share,
you never know.
That's right. I'm telling you. And you know what? That song sounds like such a hit. I mean, really see that song going far. What's been happening to it? I mean, what have the reviews been like for the overall album? What's happening? What, you know, sometimes you think one song is going to be the hit and then another song on the album ends up being a hit. You know what I mean? So did the song that you think was going to get the most traction, is it the one that you thought or is it another one?
It is that one.
I knew it. I have such a great ear, Brady. I really do. And out of all of them, I'm like, oh my gosh, I really identify personally with that one. Mm-hmm. That one was But they're all so good, though, because you have so many great styles. I mean, you play proficiently in so many different styles. And we're going to play, you guys are definitely going to be able to hear that when we play Brady's next song, which is Carabella, because it starts out with this beautiful, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's flamenco style. You start that song out in, right?
Yes. Flamenco guitar, yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, I mean, and he totally tricks you, everybody, because he starts out, and you think you're going to be, like, grooving to this beautiful flamenco-style guitar, and all of a sudden, he switches it up on you, and you're like, what? What's happening? I've never heard of it before. That is so cool. So then you got to play it again and again. So I love that. So again, briefly, our audience knows how the album is really gaining traction on the airwaves, but tell us in your own words what's going on and how you're handling, you know, riding the wave of its success.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really, to see a lot of the reviews come back, you know, they've been very, 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 very nice. And, you know, so it's great to see all the hard work and everything, you know, pay off. You know, because when you step out to do something, I really, you know, the passions collide. The whole title is my passions, which is rock and flamenco guitar colliding together on the album. And that's the whole premise of the reason why I did it. And it's not too many people who have done it. It's either you're going to like it or you're not sure. And that's what I was thinking. But then a lot of the people came back and, you know, with the reviews and said, you know, they really liked it. So it's just really rewarding. I mean, that's success in itself for me.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
I would think for sure. Now, how did you work your way up to getting radio airplay? What was your professional process?
Well, getting up to there, I have to say it was all Mike, Michael Stover. I know when I finished the record, in today's business, there's so much going on, and it's so different than what it used to be back in the 80s and 90s that you need somebody who has their hands in all the latest streamings and all kinds of how to get it out there on internet radio and all that other stuff. And I don't know if one person, you know, doing music, playing gigs and has the time to do that as well. So, in my experience, and I just kind of knew that I had to go with somebody that, you know, could take care of that end of the business for me.
He's
doing a great job.
I love that you bring that up because that is so important, Brady. Having a digital social media footprint is absolutely vital in promoting and maintaining and just advancing your career in any field, not just music, but specifically if you had to, Brady, giving advice to aspiring musicians from your experience, how do you think how should they target their audience and promote themselves via social media? Now, I know that's not your forte, but you do have to work with your PR person because you have to tell them, well, this is the image that I want to provide. This is the, you know, area I want to go in. So you do have to have some input because they're going to ask you. So how do you think that they should target the audience via social media?
Well, I think artist development, you know, you're continually growing it. Sometimes when you first start out, you don't know what to do. You just do something. And I think that's why, you know, you have to do something. You have to try to, and you develop from there. But somebody, you know, once told me, it's like, you know, if you have to know your niche, you have to know, you know, your target audience. You know, if you can say you're just a country singer, that's fine. Or a rock singer, that's fine. But if, like for me, I'm like, okay, well, I'm instrumental rock, melodic rock with a flamenco twist. And so for that, I'm really narrowing it down of what, you know, when you hear my music, you know what you're getting rather than just, I'm just a rock artist, you know. So if you can narrow it down to something that you can really market and start developing your image around, That seems to be what works. So I thought that was pretty good advice.
Yeah, I love that. And that's very important because not a lot of people, I mean, everybody needs to have a team. Right. But not honestly, yes. Everybody can afford a team. You're right. Very fortunate that, which we didn't talk about, but Brady here is not just a musician, but I believe that you actually ended up going to college and getting a degree in psychology. So I would imagine that you were a practicing psychologist for a while and you hoarded away and stockpiled a bunch of money to pursue your real passion. Am I right?
Yeah, dreams aren't cheap. That's for sure. You know, as Walt Disney said, it takes a lot of money to do two dreams, you know.
That's right.
So, you know, so it's really important to, you know, have a, you know, it's difficult whenever music's just your revenue, you know, you really, you know, compromise. And whenever, you know, if you can back it up with something at the beginning, and yeah, I did go back to school and I wanted to grow as you know, a human being and everything. I didn't want to just do music. I wanted to learn other stuff. So I went back to school and got, you know, my master's and everything like that. So it was important for me to do that, from a maturity for me. And, you know, I did open up my own practice and had patients and all kinds of stuff. And so it was lucrative for sure. But, you know, but that it does take money to put this stuff together and hire the right team. And when you start doing that thing, you know, I mean, it's amazing with the people you meet, and it's always such a small circle. No matter what you're in, it's a small circle, you know, of people that know people.
Right. So you know, when you get to Brady's level, you can, you know, or if you decide to go that path where you have a plan A and a plan B, then you should be putting money aside if you want to go that route, because you don't feel totally safe putting all your eggs in one basket and you want to have a second career. Then you can afford to get your team and a PR person and this and that. I think it's the right way to go, but you know, it's not for everyone. They want to just dive in.
Right.
You know, but I would be too scared to do that. But, you know, that's why. But I think it's very smart, because then you can, it's so hard to be a struggling artist. It really is, especially
right.
When you're young and you worry so much working three jobs and where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to get my next meal? I think that it really stunts the creative process. But for some people, mm-hmm. they're able to do it. So, you know, it just depends. Different strokes for different folks. Now,
absolutely.
Let me ask you, what surprises have you had so far in your musical career that you weren't expecting? Like, you know, a humorous story or, you know, something that you remember happening while performing, just a big surprise. You're like, wow.
A big surprise. Well, I would say one of the biggest, when I was a hired gun back in the day, where I would tour with artists as, you know, a hired musician. I was, you know, I had to be in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, and it was on New Year's Eve, and I had a plane ticket, and we flew into a blizzard, and it took a long time to land, and it was probably the most scariest flight I was ever on, and we landed, someone from the venue picked me up at the airport, we flew through town of like this completely snow-covered roads or whatever, got to the venue, there was people there. I took my jacket off, they handed me my guitar, and as soon as I walked out on stage, they started clicking off the first song. So it was very, very, very close. Too close
oh,
to comfort.
Gosh, I would have died. Oh, wow. That is definitely a story to remember, and you know, that happens all the time. So,
mm-hmm.
What, in your opinion, what are some do's and don'ts of pursuing a career as a musician?
You know, I think I heard an interview one time is you have to take, you know, you have to be present. You have to really stay focused on where you're at. and enjoy that it's a journey. You know, you just, you know, when you if you become rich and famous, then, you know, there's a whole journey to that. And you have to be happy. You have to be, you know, whatever opportunity is in front of you, that's the opportunity you decide if you want to take or not. And that's where it's at. You know, you have to be present. And I know I'm using some psychology there too, but, you know, it's just important. And you really, you know, you have to believe in yourself, of course, but if you just, you know, instead of looking 10 years down the road or 5 years down the road, you know, if you're like, okay, this is the gig and I have to perform my best for this gig. And right now that's the most important thing on my plate and I'm going to do the best I can. And, you know, so it's good to just stay focused on what's in front of you. And as the opportunities come and they will, you know, if you try to look at the too many opportunities down the road and trying to get upset and you try to get depressed because they're not coming soon enough or whatever, then you just get discouraged and make bad decisions. But if you stay focused and present, usually you make good decisions.
I totally agree. And I love how you threw the psychology in there because you have to apply psychology. I mean, how can you not? It's an aspect of every decision that we make in our
right.
life. I mean, one of my pet peeves is somebody who says, don't be judgmental. Well, you know, how dumb is that really to say? Because you make decisions and judge from the moment you get up. Am I going to wear this? Is this going to make me look this way? You're judging.
Right.
This might make me look fat. This might make me look skinny. I mean, I don't want to eat that because that, you know, everything that you do during the day, you make a judgment call. So statement has always driven me crazy. You cannot get through life without making a judgment call. So we are all judgmental. So stop saying that, people. Am I right as a psychologist? Tell me, am I right or am I wrong? I don't know.
Well, I think, you know, we have to fight certain battles, but we do make all these decisions throughout the day that are just, you know, yeah. And someone else has said to me, he's like, you know, you're one person away from making a complete change in your life. And, you know, you're always one person. It only takes one person to give you that break. It takes you that one person to listen to that song or listen to or read that script or whatever. You're always one person away that has, you know, so you never know when that person's coming into your life. And, you know, you just have to show up. You know, mm-hmm. that's part of the whole thing. You show
that's
up.
Right. What is that saying? Who said that? Somebody said showing up, not showing up is 100% of the, oh my gosh, I've been thinking Wayne Gretzky, but I can't remember what it is right now. So we'll move on about that. So speaking of fog, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you have to make judgment calls. You know, do I leave the house without my wallet? I can't find it. I got to be somewhere. You're making a judgment call. So, you know, everything is a judgment. It's just negative judgment. Mm-hmm. Positive judgment. So whatever.
Sure.
Now, speaking of songs, because I heard the word song in there, I think we're ready to play the second song, Carabella, which I love, mm-hmm. and you guys are going to be so surprised. Okay, set this up for us. Give us a really brief backstory, what it's about, how you came up with it. I'm interested always to find out where the names come from. You know, that's
sure.
So tell us a little bit about Carabella.
Yeah, Carabella is it's called a Dear Beautiful or my beautiful. And originally, you know, I obviously was planning on writing something for my wife. And we had just come back from Italy and all the sounds and all the cafes and everything. And it was just really cool to see. But really the song, what it came out to be was it was about a flirtation. You know, the flamenco guitar is really passionate and flirtatious. And so my vision for it was, you know, I wanted to sort of, you know, looking at my wife, wanted to woo my wife with my passionate melodies. And then I come in with this electric guitar stuff that shows my testosterone of jumping on the monkey bars when I'm 10. And then it goes back and forth between, look, I'm a nice sensitive guy, and I have muscles, you know. So and then at the and then at the end, it kind of goes into this whole big flamenco celebration, and that's kind of signifies, you know, that she decided to marry me, and we're kind of, you know, celebrating our life together. So for me, that's the painting.
Now, oh,
what everybody else gets, you know, that's up to them.
Exactly. But, you know. Everybody gets different things. Well, let's see what you as an audience get. What are you going to get out of this song? You heard Brady's description of how he wrote it. So after you listen to the song, think about what you're getting out of it. So without further ado, let's listen to Carabella by Brady Novotny off of his latest album, Passions Collide. About playing guitar. You can really hear it, can't you?
What's that?
I said, you can really hear that in your guitar.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I'm sure everybody tells you that, but my goodness, as being exposed to it for the first time, listening to your songs today, I'm like, damn, this guy really loves guitar. I cannot wait till my husband gets home so I can turn him on to Brady's music. Oh my gosh.
That's great. He's awesome.
Gonna love it. Are all of these songs available on iTunes? Where can we purchase these songs?
Sure. They are, the physical copies are through my website, Amazon and iTunes, and on Spotify there's some streaming. And so on my website there's buttons for everything, so it's a one-stop shop there, and you can get to my YouTube channel, Facebook, you know, everywhere, and including iTunes and Amazon.
So, okay, so if they go to iTunes, they just type your name in and all the songs on the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, so real quick, what is next for you? I know that your musicians are always working on something next. What's next? What are you working on now? Give us the scoop.
Right. Yeah. We're, of course, me and Mike are working on promoting the album because it just came out February 14th, Valentine's Day. It's a little over 90 days old. So we're going to start. We started playing, you know, out and kind of promoting it through some live performances and some cool shows coming up. And probably towards the end of summer, we're going to start working right on the follow up record. So, hopefully, getting out there and doing some tours around the area here.
Oh, that's good. Oh, so all your hopefully you get to California eventually. Yeah. I want to see you. Michael, to get on the ball and book you here in LA. But so if we go to your website, bradynovotny.com, we can see all of the local listings. And when we say local, what is that? What state is that?
I'm out of Pennsylvania. Yes, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So everybody in Pittsburgh, there you go. Brady Novotny is going on tour. So go to his website, bradynovotny.com, and check it out. And I just wanted to tell you how lovely you are. I'd love for you to keep me abreast of your tour dates so that I can just kind of do a shout out for you, give you some free advertising if you're interested.
Awesome. Thank you.
Feel free. I don't know if you have on Facebook, but free. I don't know if you have a personal page or you just do the music page. But if you have a personal page, friend me so that when you have your tour dates, I can do a posting on all my social media sites. I have tens of thousands of followers, so it would be very, very beneficial for you. And hopefully you get lots of sales too. Well, just want to get that last song in there. So real quick, we are going to end the show with the very last song. It's only like a minute and a half. It's called Classical Prelude. So we are going to end the show with this beautiful song. Now give a shout out to your fans and tell everyone goodbye while we play the song out. Close the show out with the song.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for listening. And thanks for everybody for checking me out. And let me know what you think. Send me a message.
To his website. Yes. Send Brady a message. Send him a message and let him know. Well, Brady, you got to come back on the show. You make sure that you have Michael book you for, promote the next album when we're ready for the next album. Okay. Did you have fun today?
Yes, it was a great time. Thank you very much.
Don't show fast. Do it so fast. fast, Brady. I feel I had like 25 questions. We didn't even get to half of them. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to the show. We're going to close the show out with Brady Novotny's song, which is called Classical Prelude. And it's on his album, Passions Collide. Go to iTunes and check it out. Bye. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.